In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for today are selected verses from the prophet Obadiah. The presumption of your heart has deceived you, O Edom, you who dwell in the clefts of the crags, in the height of your seat, you who say in your heart, "Who will bring me down to the earth?" Even if you could raise your nest like the eagle and exalt, and even if among the stars you could set your nest, from there I will bring you down, says Yahweh. To the very border they have expelled you, all those of your covenant. They have deceived you and prevailed over you, those of your peace. Those who eat your bread will establish a place of foreigners in your stead, in which there is no understanding. Will it not indeed happen on that day, the utterance of Yahweh, that I will destroy the wise men from Edom and the understanding from Mount Esau, and your warriors will be panic-stricken, O Teman? For the day of Yahweh is near against all the nations. Just as you have done, it will be done unto you. Your deeds will return upon your own head. For just as you have drunk, you Jerusalemites have drunk on my holy mountain, so all the nations will drink continually. They will drink and slurp, and they will be as if they had never been. But on Mount Zion there will be salvation. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Reinhold Niebuhr once said of America, "The paradise of our domestic security is suspended in a hell of global insecurity." Before 9/11, one could think that way. One could characterize the national consciousness as a false sense of security. After all, we're surrounded by two oceans and the friendly nations of Canada and Mexico. We're the only remaining superpower on the planet, and we have the most advanced military. No worries, right? Ever since the disasters of 9/11, however, the national consciousness has changed. Now, we Americans are nervous. Every day, the newspapers run stories about national security. The government wants to set up a new system for tracking foreign visitors and a new Department of Homeland Security. They want a policy of preemptive strikes against terrorists. The airports and airlines have instituted new security measures. Even we here in the Midwest are nervous. To get into the arch, you have to go through metal detectors, and the 4th of July festivities will have tightened security. We Americans feel insecure. I wonder what an Old Testament prophet would have to say to us Americans. Well, the prophet Obadiah might say something like this. You Americans feel insecure? That's good. You're nervous? You should be. For the disasters of 9/11 were simply a small harbinger and foretaste of the terrible disasters to come upon all nations. For the day of the Lord is near against all the nations. It will be a day of darkness and deep gloom, a day of wailing and lamentation. It will be a day of wrath. It will be the day in which the God of Israel comes in fury against all sinners. It will be the final and definitive day of judgment. As you have done, it will be done unto you. Your deeds will return upon your own head. All sinners will be forced to drink the cup of wrath and down it to the dregs. They will be as if they had never been. Be nervous, Americans. Prepare to meet your Creator. Do not think that you can establish and secure your own safety. Do not think that your political alliances will protect you. When the God of heavenly armies is against you, friends can't help. Do not think that your political efforts at diplomacy and political wisdom will save you. On that day, God will render your wisdom into folly. Do not trust in your military power to protect you. On that day, your mighty warriors will be panic-stricken. Do not think that you can run and hide. For even if you should soar like the eagle and build your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, saith the Lord. There is no security in your own strength and in your own efforts. Be nervous, sinners. Be very nervous. But Obadiah would not end it there. He would have something else to say. He would go on like this. But there is one place of security given by the God of Israel himself, the creator of the heavens and the earth. For on Mount Zion, his holy mountain, there will be salvation. Outside of Zion, only wrath and destruction. But in Zion, refuge from the wrath to come. Come to Zion. Seek the God of Israel who dwells there in Zion for you. For there in Zion, God has made his gracious presence accessible to you. There in Zion, he has made his gifts accessible to you. There in Zion is atonement for sinners. There in Zion, God gives his blessing and puts his name upon you through the Aaronic benediction. Seek the gifts of forgiveness and life that God gives in Zion. In the God who dwells in Zion, find your refuge. In fact, in the fullness of time, the God of Israel sent his only begotten Son into the world. Jesus Christ is Zion himself, Zion incarnate, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus went to that BC place of Zion in Jerusalem, and there he offered up the perfect, all-sufficient sacrifice of atonement. There on Zion on the cross, the world's sins were imputed against him. In our place and in the place of all nations, he drank the cup of wrath and downed it to the dregs. And by his resurrection, he opened up the way to God for all of us. Therefore, you need not fear the wrath to come, for Christ has turned away God's wrath from you. God in Christ is all for you, no matter what. Look to him for your security and for your peace. Wherever the gospel is preached and wherever baptism and the Lord's Supper are administered according to the word, there is Zion. There God is present for you. So seek your refuge in Christ. Gather among his people and receive by faith his gifts of forgiveness and protection. Fear not. Take refuge not in your own measures at security, but in the God who dwells in Zion, for in Zion there is salvation. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.